Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy-to-understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is fungal nail infection. One day you notice that the nails on your right foot seem to be thicker and discolored than they usually are. You go to the doctor and he tells you that you might have a fungal infection. How did this happen? What do you need to do to get rid of it? Is there a way to prevent it from appearing on your other nails? Fungal nail infections, or onchomycosis, can result from several different fungal organisms, but the most common cause is the fungus called dermatophyte. It's important to note that some yeast and molds can cause nail infections too. Often a toenail fungal infection starts as athlete's foot. Infections can travel from one nail to another, but are less likely to travel from person to person. Typically, a fungal infection starts as a white or yellow spot under the tip of your fingernail or toenail. Keep in mind they're more likely to affect toenails. As the infection travels deeper, the nail will discolor, thicken, and crumble at the edges. The shape of the nail will usually be distorted, and it might have a slightly foul smell. Fungal nail infections can happen at any age. However, they're more likely to occur in older adults because your nails become brittle and dry as you age. This results in cracks that allows fungi to enter. Reduced blood circulation and weakened immune systems may play a role. Some other things that can increase your chances of having a fungal nail infection are sweating heavily, having a history of athlete's foot, walking barefoot in damp communal areas such as swimming pools, gyms, and shower rooms, having a minor skin or nail injury, having specific conditions such as psoriasis, or having diabetes. Severe cases can be painful and cause permanent damage to your nails. Unfortunately, fungal nail infections can be challenging to treat. Most often, mild cases can be taken care of at home. There are several over-the-counter antifungal nail creams and ointments. If you notice white markings on the surface of your nails, file them off, soak your nails in water, dry them, and apply the medicated cream or lotion. By trimming and thinning your nails, it'll help to reduce pain by decreasing the pressure on your nails. If you do this before applying an antifungal medicine, it allows the medicine to reach the deeper layers of the nail. Sometimes it helps to soften your nails before trimming and filing with a urea-containing cream. If you have poor blood flow to your feet and shouldn't be trimming your nails, see a healthcare provider regularly to have them do it. It can take months to see results, since fungal infections are so hard to treat. Also, repeat infections are common. If none of the at-home treatments work, talk to your doctor about prescription medication. Some antifungal medicines are applied directly to the nail, and others are taken by mouth. Pills are usually preferred because they can get rid of the infection quicker. Some options are terbinafine and itraconazole. They must be taken for 6 to 12 weeks. These help to grow new nail tissue that isn't infected. It can take 4 months or longer to see the results. One medicine that's applied to the nail is a medicated nail polish called Cecilopyrox. You put it on once a day, and after 7 days, you wipe off the layers and start fresh. You'll probably need to apply it for at least a year. Your doctor might also prescribe a medicated nail cream that you rub into your nails after soaking them. Your doctor may recommend surgically removing the nail so the medicine can be applied directly to the infection underneath. If your condition doesn't respond to any treatment, you might need to have your nail permanently removed. There are several things you can do to prevent a fungal nail infection. An essential step is to wash your hands and feet regularly, especially if you already have an infected nail. Also, moisturize your nails after washing them. When trimming your nails, make sure they're straight across with smooth edges. Use a nail file to do this, and to thin thickened areas. Make sure to disinfect your nail clippers after each use. It's a good idea to wear sweat-absorbing socks or change your socks throughout the day. In addition, choose shoes that are made of materials that breathe and disregard old shoes or treat them with disinfectants or antifungal powders. When in pool areas or locker rooms, wear footwear. If you go to a nail salon, choose one that uses sterilized manicure tools for each customer. If needed, you might have to stop using nail polish and artificial nails. The best way to not have to deal with a fungal nail infection is to prevent one. If you have any questions or concerns about fungal nail infections, please speak with your doctor. If you'd like more information, please visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Fungal Nail Infection page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.